neutral ground. I gladly turn a left on red, cause all of these things are standard EQ and the price of love.
That track got kind of mangled at the end. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Moto there with Price of Love. Randy Black and the Heathcroppers before that with Enthusiastic. We heard Hummingbird Syndicate, Guitar Star, Jet Set with The Nuke Is On, Fire King with The Forgotten. We Didn't Forget It, Anthony. Trusty Sidekick, Home Is Where the Heart Is. Natalie Flanagan with Sexy Singers, and you know the rest. Have a request? 855-915-9636 is the number. It's a crash course for the ravers here on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Yes, did I see Moto's playing? Yes, tonight. Moto's playing tonight at Midway Cafe, along with the High End, Modern Day Idols, Hello Susie, and much more. Starting at 9 p.m. Go check that out at the Midway.
Check it out.
We'll hear a few of those groups. Hello Susie, I believe, is Smitty's project. So I don't have anything by Hello Susie, but I have the song.
And yeah, he requested it by The Move.
Yes. Okay. We'll hear that coming up next, and a couple of those other bands. How's that sound? How's it sound?
It sounds fantastic.
Just groovy with you?
Just groovy.
All right. We'll hear right after this. Hey, guys. It's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
planet, marvel of the universe, that glorious paradox who sent me to the stars. To make war against his brother, keep his neighbor's children starving.
WMFO in Medford. A crash course for the Raver Show here on 91.5 MFO in Medford. What's up, Marie? That was Beware the Beast Man.
I was just trying to look up the lyrics for that song.
By Smit E. Smitty. How are you going to find the lyrics?
Won't.
It's brand new. Smitty Smitty song. Modern Day.
Smitty, you got to get that out.
Modern Day Idols before that. I don't know much of that band. They're playing with him tonight at the Midway. Song Pretty in Pain. Sounded awfully produced for a Boston band.
It sounded fantastic. It did.
High End before that, 100 Proof. The Move, Hello Susie, Moto, Price of Love. No, The Move won't be at the Midway tonight. But
But Hello Susie.
I think Smitty will be doing Hello Susie. Is that the name of his project? Hello Susie.
Hello Susie is the name of his project. That's the band that's playing tonight.
Right.
Maybe he took it from the Move. I don't know. I only saw that post.
It has to be. Yeah, it has something to do with that. I bet
you'll have to go to the show.
I bet they will do that song. I'm sure. When was that? Was it last week I had Trick Wallace on or the week before?
I think it was the week before. I think I was here last week. That was my first
Trick Wallace, good friend of the show. If you missed that, it's probably still on the archives. I'm not sure if it was last week or the week before, but he mentioned Joy Ryder and Avis Davis. Does he know these guys? And I go, I'm not sure. I kind of recall No More Nukes. They had a hit with No More Nukes. But then I realized, like, I should really know them because Billy Rath had played with them not, like, just a couple years before he passed away. He did something down in New York with Joy Ryder.
Did you ask him about it? Did you guys talk? I know he forgot a lot of his shows, like...
No, because Trick Wallace just brought this name up last week.
Oh, okay.
And Billy Rath
the way you said... I know we played. I don't know if you had a conversation.
No, I just figured this out, you know. And I was friends with Joy Ryder on Facebook, so maybe we had talked about her at one time. I don't know, but yeah, she just passed away like 2015, not long before Billy did, I guess.
Oh, I remember something now. Yes.
Yeah, Joy Ryder, yes. And she performed with Avis Davis. Now, the reason why I remember this song, No More Nukes, it was a pretty big thing. Following the March 1979 meltdown of Pennsylvania's Three Mile Island nuclear reactor, the worst accident in the United States nuclear power plant history, Jackson Browne, Graham Nash, Bonnie Raitt, Harvey Wasserman, John Hall joined forces to found the activist group Musicians United for Safe Energy, raising awareness of safe energy alternatives and advocating against the use of nuclear energy. Muse would stage a monumental week-long series of concerts at New York City's Madison Square Garden, in addition to massive public rally to a massive public rally held in Battery Park, attended by nearly 200,000. These September 1979 events, staged as Muse concerts for a non-nuclear future, commonly referred to as the No Nukes Concerts, would present a stellar roster of diverse performers, many collaborating for the first time. The core collective of Browne, Raitt, Nash, and Hall would be joined on stage by many of their like-minded friends, included James Taylor, David Crosby, Stephen Stills, Chaka Khan, the Doobie Brothers, Jesse Colin Young, Peter Tosh, Gil Scott-Heron, Peter Allen, Sweet Honey and the Rock, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Ry Cooder, and Bruce Springsteen, in addition to unscheduled appearances by Carly Simon, Phoebe Snow, Stephen Bishop, and Paul Simon. A triple live album and theatrical film titled No Nukes, the Muse Concerts for a Non-Nuclear Future, would document the series of events, thanks in large part to the album, including the first official release. But when does it come to their thing? The No Nukes album would be certified gold within the year until now. The album and film were the only means of experiencing the Muse concerts. For the first time ever, listeners can now enjoy these legendary live performances and rare collaborations, unedited exactly as they occurred decades below. What does that have to do with...
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Joy Ryder and Avis Davis, though, had the No More Nukes song. All this information was under that, but they didn't mention them at all, did they?
No.
Well, anyways, that's all about that great concert.
Is that what you meant to talk about, the concert? Or?
No, well, Joy Ryder and Avis Davis had the song No More Nukes. You know, and there was this whole No More Nukes concert that maybe that's where they got the idea. Did I say all this for nothing?
They don't even mention.
Well, it was all very interesting anyways, right? Well, here's Here's their song anyways. Joy Ryder, Avis Davis. Thank you very much. 91.5 WMFO. MFO, you're on the air.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, hello.
Okay, thanks for playing that song for me last week, The Battle of Ivor Hayes.
You got it, man.
You're pretty good, I'll tell you. You're a pretty good DJ.
Thank you very much.
You're the only one that can get it.
Thank you.
Now, what's listen, I got another request today, okay?
Hang on, what's your name, sir?
Roy from Walden.
Hi, Roy.
I got another request today, okay?
I'll try. What is it?
All right. In 1876, there was a very, very famous incident that happened in this country in 1876, okay? Now, there was a song written about that incident that came out in the late 50s or early 60s. You follow me?
I'm actually typing it
down. I'm not sure. I mean, that would be the first centennial, wouldn't it? 1876?
No, that was 1776. Well,
that's what I'm saying. It would be the first.
Yes, correct.
Right?
1876.
Yeah. What happened?
This incident that happened in this country in 1876, okay?
We celebrated.
And they made a song about it. It came out in the late 50s, early 60s era. You know, like 58, 59, 60, 61. You follow
right,
me?
Right. I follow you, but
now,
I don't know the answer.
My question to you is, I'd like to hear that song. Now, I don't know the name of the song, right? But I know the name of the incident that happened that the song was written about. So my question to you, and if you get it, in my opinion, you'll be the king of radio.
Okay.
Okay? The name of the incident in 1876 and the name of the song, and if you could play the song to come out in the late 50s, early 60s. Okay? So
I'll know
you got it. If I hear the song on the radio, I know you got it.
Oh, you're not waiting.
Does it have to be this week?
We're not going to hear the answer? Was it the Boston molasses incident?
No, it happened in this country.
Yeah.
And we have to figure out
it happened in this country.
In 1876.
Do we have to figure out the event?
I can give you the month. June, 1876.
Okay. Does anyone know the answer?
Song come out. What's that?
Should we put the question out there to the listeners? I don't know it off the top of my head, obviously.
Sure, yeah. No.
Battle of Little Bighorn?
What's that?
Is it Battle of Little Bighorn?
Yeah, you got it. That's it. You got it.
She gets the grand prize. What is it, Roy? What did she win?
Okay, now the name of the... Now you're going to put the song on now, right? I don't know the name of the song, but it's got to have the word Custer in it somewhere.
Yeah, General Custer. We'll look for it, all right?
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Well, you know what? I
would it be by Eddie Arnold?
Jeez, I'm not sure.
Okay, I'll keep looking.
All right. Well, you know what? This kind of fits in with what I was doing since it was some big American incident. Kim Boston wanted to hear Boston due to the drummer dying. What was his name, Marie? I know you can't pronounce it, but
I can pronounce the first name, Sib.
Sib, what was it?
Hashan.
We can't pronounce it. We're dummies. Call in Kim Boston if you want to pronounce the drummer from Boston's name. Just passed away. Rest in peace. Here's Boston doing the Star Spangled Banner. How's that?
I'm still looking up Little Bighorn.
All right.
General Custer on the day of his last stand. In the proud and glorious singing, this land is my land. Thor by your side and map in your hand. Heading up into the rain, to the rain, to the rain, to the rain, singing this land is my land. Rising, Lord, your horses smell. I seen you crossing across the badlands. Seen you torn your land well. Watch you when you're sleeping. I seen you filling up your can. Singing as you work. This land is my land. That right now your star is ascending and your head is busting with pride. But I wonder if Custer was still singing, this land is my land, when he died. Was he singing, it's my land, when he died? Was he singing, when he died? Was he singing when he died? Whoa, was he singing when he died?
Water Boys here on MFO. Yeah, I know that's not the song you're looking for. Roy? Was it Roy? Roy from Malden.
It's all right, because we have a few comments up here, and not everyone, Shamel and Cal are trying to figure it out, too.
Well, it's all right, because
and we have a different song.
It's all right, because I already figured it out.
Yeah, I think you got the right one, too.
I do, too.
I do.
Here you go. I am the master.
So
for smoking. Sounds like they're doing it at the end of that.
Peace pep, yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Yeah, there you go. Please, Mr. Custer. Larry Verne, 1960. Hey, you know what? We're cutting into with this Custer stuff.
The Boston Groupie News Report.
Do you have a song this week for it?
A song this week for it? Meaning,
Yeah, I thought you were going to start singing. It's the Boston
singer,
Groupie News Report.
I'm back up, if anything. Doo-wop, doo-wop.
Okay, let's just get into it.
Okay.
What do you got?
Tonight at the Midway, actually this afternoon, the Midway has 45 Adapters, Bloodstained Brindle, The Damn Garrison, and Quigs. And that's the early show.
Quigs?
Yeah.
Where are they playing?
At the Midway.
Ah.
They're 4 to 8. And the night show at the Midway is the high-end Moto, Modern Day Idols, and Hello Susie, which we talked about earlier. So there's a full day there.
What time do Quigs hit the stage? I mean, 4 o'clock is just a few minutes away. Yeah. Doesn't say?
It doesn't say. They don't say that anymore, exactly when bands come on.
But is there anyone playing with them?
Yeah, there's 45 Adapters, Bloodstained Brindle, and the DM Garrison. And Quigs are listed last. I don't know if they're playing in that order.
Yeah. We could probably hit that on the way home. I don't know. What else is going on, Marie?
Tonight also up in Haverhill is Muck and the Myers. The Evil Streaks and Tiger Bomb. So a little North Shore show for you there.
Yeah.
Tonight it's Sally O'Brien's Beth and the Black Chairs. And there's a Boston Underground Summit 9. And there's a whole bunch of bands there. Go to Boston Groupie News to get all those bands there. And they're playing in Worcester. No, I don't know where they're playing. I can't read it.
What happened?
It's a Boston Underground Summit 9 brought to you by Boston Hassle. 9 bands will set up rock robin style in 2 rooms, 3 stages, and take turns playing a song. And there's more. Go to Boston Groupie News to get the full description on that.
Go to bostongroupienews.com.
A lot of shows tonight.
To get
also,
all that and more.
At the Spotlight Tavern in Beverly, Rockin' Bob punk band Pragmatics, Sick Joke, Lightning Stalk, Piss Dogs, and Screw Cut. That's great that I can say piss
nice.
On the air.
What was the last band? Screw what?
Screw Cart.
Screw Cart.
Yeah.
Okay.
And further out, next Friday, Classic Ruins and Randy Black and the Heathcroppers are playing at Tab at the End of the World.
Nice.
And there's much more throughout the week. Go to bostongroupienews.com to get all the information.
Right on. Thanks a lot, Marie. Yes, bostongroupienews.com. Get it all there. And, we'll leave you with... you know what? I don't have any quigs.
No, you keep asking.
I know.
What, did they give it to you?
They gave it to me, and I had it in my car, and I don't know what happened to it then.
Somewhere there.
We're going to play Quigs, one of the Quigs Moms band. This one goes out to Audrey.
Quigs Moms. That's
Audrey
a good name
Russell.
For a band. Quigs Mom.
Quigs Mom. 360s on MFO.
You're listening to the Classic Ruins on MFO. We'll be right back.
1.5 WMFO in Bedford. Hey, it's come to the end of another A Crash Course for the Ravers show. Stick around, though. Vin Magazine is up next with Acoustic Ceiling. And, yeah, what did we just hear? All kinds of stuff. We heard Water Boys with Custer's Blues. Larry Vern with Please Mr. Custer. 360s, Dig USA. Oh, thanks, Roy, too. Thank you. Classic Ruins, Please, Please Me. Willie Alexander with Mass Ave closing it out there. And, yeah, there's plenty of stuff I wanted to play that I couldn't get to. It was just because of such a full show and stuff I didn't realize we'd be doing today. It was a great show, though. Yeah, I had some Stooges I wanted to play, and you had some stuff you wanted
more.
To
That's
do.
That's good, though. There's always more.
It's all for next week's show.
We'll forget by then, but that's all right.
Yeah, I don't know why, Marie, but whatever. For whatever reason, if you hit events on the Crash Course page...
You see no Crash Course events. You see other events, but
yeah,
no Crash Course.
Some are coming up, though. If you click that, if you're using the smartphone, you see that there's like... Cal Band in May.
Everything's going to the phone. Okay.
So
I'm going to be out of the loop.
No, it's just messed up on the computer. I don't know why.
Okay.
But there are events coming.
Okay.
Next week, just us as far as I know. But it will be a great show. Until then,
see ya!
Thank you.